This is KC9WAU looking to ping the Ohio Tire.
Yeah, you're loud and clear, sir, and 8DMH.
KFA-DNF Mobile, Harbor Springs.
Hey, morning, Bentley, and 8DMH.
Hey, good morning, Drake. How you been?
Oh, not too bad. I'm just ordered some more audio interface pieces to start doing voided receivers. We're probably going to do one up at the Petoskey machine.
What is a moded receiver?
A voided, V-O-T-E-D, voided receiver. Basically, we have two or more receivers on a repeater. You can use something called a voder. And what the voder does is picks whatever receiver has the strongest signal on whatever signal you're trying to receive, and it passes the audio along for that receiver. And then as that transmission is being made, it'll reevaluate all of the signal values, figure out which one's strongest again, and then switch over to that receiver. So basically, you can have a bunch of receivers all over the place, and it'll pick whatever one has the strongest signal.
Okay, trying to understand the benefit of that. So if I'm driving through the area and I'm on, I don't know, let's say the Sheboygan receiver frequency, would that be one of the frequencies that it would choose and would instead use the Petoskey Towers frequency?
Actually, no. All the receivers would be on the same frequency of whatever repeater you want to be on. So say we had three receivers for the 1.9. You would stay on that frequency, and as you are traveling between all of the receivers, it will automatically choose which one has the strongest signal. You don't have to do anything. Nothing changes on the end user's end. It basically seems seamless.
So eventually, will all of these machines be on the same frequency input?
No, it wouldn't. We wouldn't do that. You know, we'd probably do one for the Petoskey machine. It already receives really good, but it just needs a little bit of help getting down into Petoskey proper on a portable. That's the only thing. So we'd probably put one across the water over at Studs, just to help it out a little bit. Sheboygan, we'd probably end up putting one in Sheboygan proper. You know, help give a little bit better portable coverage in Sheboygan, because that repeater is not in Sheboygan proper.
Oh, okay. So I think I understand now. So it's more like a local boost. You'd have multiple points that would be in that specific area on that same frequency, if I'm understanding correctly.
Yes, exactly. So it probably won't be until a while, until those ones get it. I just ordered a bunch of interfaces, and they don't have to be the fancy ones that have the I/O pins like the ones that we make for repeaters, because we don't need any logic. We don't need any we don't need any carrier receive logic. We don't need transmit audio, and we don't need to push the talk wire. You just need two wires that come off the receiver, which is ground and then audio, and I can probably have one of those whipped up in about 20 minutes. And all you got to do is hook up a Raspberry Pi to it and put ASL3 and then configure it as a voted receiver. Connect it to the repeater that you want it to act as a voted receiver for, and it just does it all in software.
That's pretty cool, man. Interesting stuff. Thanks for making the coverage around these areas that much better.
Oh, I mean, it's a new feature, and it's pretty low effort. I mean, it doesn't take a whole lot. I mean, as long as the Pi has an internet connection, and you've got an antenna hooked up to the receiver, you can put the thing pretty much anywhere. That makes sense anyway.
Yeah, pretty cool. Well, I gotta say, I flew back in from South Florida after being there for 10 days, and boy, getting the snow off my truck at the Traverse City Airport parking lot was quite the adventure last night.
Oh, I bet you had quite the mountain.
Yeah, it's actually, we took my wife's car, and I realized what a crappy snow brush she has. While she was sitting in the car trying to get warm, I was outside trying to scrape a half inch of ice and a foot of snow off of her car. It was fun.
Oh, that sounds lovely. I've been there, actually. So, yeah, there you go. I have a similar problem. Whenever I get my personal vehicle out of the carport, the way that the wind has been blowing up here has caused the snow to go straight in the carport, therefore burying my vehicle and everything else in the carport. So I'd have to, you know, use a shovel and dig it out and then take care of the other mess that's on the car.
Kind of makes you wonder why you're paying for a carport.
I'm glad I have it because it keeps the ice off of the windshield and stuff. It doesn't get bad on the back of the car, and depending on which way I park my car, you know, I can, if I pull into the carport, it doesn't build up because it goes all the way to the back wall, and that's where it builds up. If I have the nose back into the carport, it doesn't build up a whole lot on the front of the car. It builds up all behind it.
Sounds to me like you need to go out to Home Depot and buy yourself a couple of sheets of that corrugated fiberglass roofing material and attach that stuff to the posts on your carport at that end and keep that whip from blowing that snow in there.
Yeah, it would be nice. It would be nice, but I can't really do that. It's not really worth it because I'm only in here until March, so... Well, I haven't decided if I'm re-upping my lease yet, so we're gonna find out.
Well, depending on what you do, I would recommend you ask for forgiveness instead of permission.
Right. Yeah, it was really only a big issue when we had the storm come through, but other than that, it's been pretty chill now. It's just been pretty windy, but it's not been snowing like crazy, so it's not really a huge problem now. It's just when it really starts coming down.
You are cutting in and out on me every few moments. I just get a break in your transmission, so I don't know if you got a PTT issue or a connection to your repeater down there. I'm actually right near the Petoskey Tower as I'm driving through the area, so I don't think it's me.
Huh. Let me... I'm right at my desk. I can start pinging my machine and see if it drops any packets. And then I can watch it as it goes. Alright. Ping. -T. 44.18.0.83. Oh. There we go. Well, so far it's being pretty consistent, so that's special. I wonder if there's ice built up on the microwave dishes.
Well, and maybe you've burned it off with your transmissions. I did not hear any breaks that time. Also, when I was hearing the break, I would hear a beep tone signifying the end of the transmission. So I don't know where that comes from. If it's locally on your end, or at your repeater, or at mine.
The beep is always generated on the repeater. It doesn't come from the repeater where the transmission's coming from, or like, you know, whatever person's talking on the repeater. It doesn't come from that repeater. It comes from the repeater that you are actually listening to. And you'll notice that because if you go to the 7.4, it's got a different beep. It'll do that because when it drops out, it's probably losing just the whole audio. And when it loses the audio, it just assumes that nobody's trying to talk. So it'll just do the end of transmission beep.
Okay, I don't know if you were watching your waterfall there, but right after you started transmitting, There was a break, and I heard the tail beep there. So maybe in the first 5 or 10 seconds of your transmission.
Okay. So I didn't see it skip any beats at Munson. So let me see what's happening over there. All right. We'll do ping. There. Oh. There we go. Oh, yeah. No, it's the Petoskey site. The ping is all over the place. It was at, like, 60, then it went down to 40, and it had a couple spikes up to 250. So, yep, and there was another one right there, 167. Yep. That explains that immediately.
Yep, and I heard it on this end just as you were discovering it. You had broken up a couple of times, and I heard a couple of beeps. So there you go. There's my troubleshooting service for the day.
How much do I owe you now?
Let's just pay off the beers that I already owe you for providing great service.
And I'm hearing you just fine.
Public service back to you. How's that sound?
Oh, that was a lovely double. I've got neither of you. Bentley, go ahead on the other station.
This is KC9WNU. I'm hearing you fine.
Okay, that's kind of what we just figured out. Thanks, sir.
KC9WNU, clear.
KFA DNS, identifying.
Yeah, for the most part, it seems to be sitting around 40. Oh, it just jumped up to 95 again. Yeah, I'd have to assume ice or snow buildup.
Yeah, there's plenty of that. I'm driving River Road down in the valley, and I don't know when this last storm came through, but it is completely ice-covered down here. So wouldn't surprise me that that's what you got going on the antennas.
Yeah, I think we just need a nice sunny day to remedy that situation, but I don't think that's coming for a minute.
Yeah, good luck with that. I was in South Florida visiting our daughter for the last 10 days, and every day I turned on my security cameras to take a look at what it was doing, and it was cold and gray looking every single day.
Man, why didn't you bring that Florida weather up here?
I tried, brother. Unfortunately, I had some of the Michigan weather down there with me. About halfway through our trip, we had a stretch of 3 days, I think it was, where the temperatures were only barely touching 60. Got up one morning, it was 39 degrees down there.
Ooh, heat wave.
But I will say it was very nice getting out every day and doing a good walk and having that direct vitamin D on my face. Boy, I've been really missing sunshine.
Oh, I believe it. I believe it. But, yep. Oh, boy, it is really angry today. I'm just going to stop watching the thing times. It's just making me more annoyed. But, anyways. Yeah, my dad just went back to Alaska on Thursday. That's when we took him to the airport anyway. And he was saying that it's, you know, some days it was over 80 degrees warmer down here than it was where he's living there.
Man, that's a special kind of hardy human being to be able to thrive in a climate like that. You know, back when I was younger, I didn't care so much, but the older I get, the less enthused I am about dealing with it. There might have been a couple of expletives last night uttered in the Cherry Capital Airport parking lot, but yeah, it is what it is.
I mean, those expletives are a given in this kind of weather.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's way of life. It's getting worse and worse for me, so I got to find my zen and probably calm down a little bit.
Yeah, it sounds like the filter is slowly going away. Anyway. All right, sir. Well, I'm going to get some breakfast going, and I get to hear you back in the area, and Hopefully the ice melts on that antenna. 7-3. My name's DMH, Traverse City.
Well, I'm approaching my destination, so I'm going to sign off. Sorry to have set off your OCD this morning, but take that information for whatever it's worth. And now that I'm back in the area, I'll probably be listening a little bit more often and catch up with you another time. KFENF, Wallen Lake, clear.
NAMJL Mobile.
WD8JVQ from KAWQK.
WD8JVQ. See if this thing works.
Yeah, this thing works here too. So, yeah, how about that?
That sounds good.
Yeah, you're sounding good on this end too, Dick. Okay, I'm going to get back. I'm on hold with a customer service for a different situation, of course. And anyway, just wanted to acknowledge your call, but you sound loud and clear. K8WQK.
Real good, Keith. Thanks, Kim. WD8JVQ.
Any DMH from KB8FK, do you copy?
Yeah, KB8FK, any DMH, go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to give you a call and thank you for the advice on changing my head on my hotspot. I put a new one in, and now I'm coming through YSF. How am I sounding?
Audio is good. No bitters or anything like that that I can hear. What mode did you say we're coming out again?
I'm coming through the Northern Michigan link on Fusion.
Oh, good deal. Yeah, you sound great. I'm coming through on DMR right now.
A little bit of distortion there, but they're readable.
Yeah, there we go. I have to make some adjustments to the audio levels in the reflector. I've been noticing that Fusion clips really easily compared to NXDN and DMR and P25.
Okay. Am I clipping at all? I think I got my mic gain around midway.
No, you're not clipping at all. You sound fine.
So, I'll let you go, and I'll play around with this some more. And yeah, I got one of those. I forget the name of it. But it's a duplex hat, so an R or something. So I'm able to calibrate it. It's an MMDVM, and you're probably familiar with it. But so far, so good. I'm gonna have to get new housing though. So, all right. Catch you later. NATMH from KB8FK.
Sounds good, have fun. 7-3. NATMH, Carver City, on GMR.
Started between a 0 and a 10, I'm probably at a 1. Yeah, you could probably move it up a little bit.
Okay, there's a little bit. I just asked if you got the, oh, you consider yourself snowed in, huh? Interesting. Iggy was okay, it was passable, but it was, we left to come back south around 3, and it was accumulating for sure, and there was nobody out doing anything on the north side of the bridge that we noticed.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's much better for the audio, so. but yeah, we got probably about another 6 to 8 inches today, so I went out plowing about 7 o'clock this morning and came back, parked the truck, and I went to bed for a bit, woke up, and was like, oh, it's snowing. I look on the truck, it's buried in snow, so yeah, it's definitely snowing, that's for sure. It's supposed to keep snowing for a while, I guess. And supposed to have a warm up in the middle of the week. So that'll be kind of nice.
Too, actually above freezing. I think Wednesday and Thursday, high of 36, 37, which is fine. I'm not complaining. We have plenty of snow here. I got a good 18 inches on the ground. The snowmobilers are having a blast. The trails are in great shape, although they were kind of icy. I guess they had a fatal today. I don't remember where. We had a female rider dump her sled and get pinned underneath it. I guess she was okay. And then they had another accident today south of town on the trail where a sled ended up in the river. But I don't think anybody was seriously hurt. So, you know, the population has grown immensely because conditions are so good, so right. But, you know, as the general population increases, the idiot quota increases, sometimes on a disproportionately high level.
Oh, something like that, for sure. Yeah, I don't know about the population increasing. Yeah, I don't know. The school count for the definitely way down there. So. But maybe just the idiot population is growing. but yeah, it's too bad for all the snowmobile accidents. So, or you must have been out sledding today?
Oh no, not at all. I don't own one. I do not own one. I've never owned one, although I have plenty of friends that own them. Hey, I got a question for you, though. I'm on your QRZ page, and you've got a weather link to your weather station, and then it asks for a login and password. Were you aware of that?
No, I did not. I was not aware of that. So, I'll have to change something. So I'll just bring up the page. Yeah, thanks for telling me.
I was just kind of looking at the bubble chart. I've got I have Superman running on the laptop here in front of me, and my little repeater's All-Star node and a controller, you know, it's performing both functions. So normally there's a couple of mile boxes downstate that I keep it on, but this time of night there's never anybody there, so. I've been moving around. I was on the CMEN, both the VHF and the UHF. I was on the Northern Link, which this is part of. And when I heard you pop in a minute ago, I disconnected the link, and I'm just on the RF side on the 714. That's the 674. But anyhow, I brought up the webpage, and it's got a, you know, hey, here's my weather station. You click it, and it asks for a login. I figured you probably had it defaulted set to just, you know, read-only display data, but, yeah, no.
Yeah. Well, that's what I thought it would do, but apparently not, so I'll have to figure that out. But, yeah, I'll have to get on the phone to look at the weather if you want it.
Watching the opening of SNL. I think it's live tonight, I'm not sure. Haven't seen any crawls, footers, says otherwise, but I don't know who the heck this guy is. The only reason I kind of watch it is the 50th anniversary, and every once in a while they get something on here that's worthwhile, but most of the time it's a shadow of what it once was. WHRPM.
Oh, that's for sure. I stopped watching TV a long time ago. Yeah, they got the link on the streaming app now, so there you go. So that was something new. Went away. Anyway, yeah, we got like 13 degrees and steady pressure, and yeah, there's just calling for snow. I think we're gonna hit the single digits here eventually. Warm up tomorrow to about 17 degrees, and our warm up is gonna be starting Tuesday and probably through Friday, so above freezing anyway. So, which will be nice. But yeah, Monday, more snow Monday, 90% chance. But, yeah, we're in a winter weather advisory, and all for 3-6 inches tonight, so I'm thinking we probably already got it. But yeah, it's a steady snowfall all day. When I came back this morning to town here, and I went out to Kinchlow to plow my friend out there, and nobody touched his driveway for the past 2 weeks, and it was it took me 2 hours to plow it. Well, there was about 2 foot of snow I was plowing thereabouts, so it took a long time. I had to shovel myself a couple times, maybe three or four times. But, when I came back down, it was snowing, so it was probably snowing all day. Still snowing. Probably won't stop snowing until April. So, nothing wrong with that. I don't mind the snowfall.
April, if you're lucky. We've had some hellacious snowstorms in April. I remember April 18th, we got 18 inches. I think April 10th, we got 10 inches, one year or another. It's 27 here right now, and I think the low for us tonight is supposed to be about 18 or 19, but they are saying that many places are going to be single digits, and up by you is supposed to be close to zero, if not below zero by a couple of degrees. I was getting yelled at all day because we were out driving around and this stuff, and it was, some spots were very pretty, but it was just so gloomy. I haven't seen the sun. The sun was out for maybe a half hour yesterday, and as long as I get sun, I'm okay, but it's just constant gloomy gray, never really daylight, and the days are short anyway, although they are getting longer. Posted a picture the other day of, on the winter solstice. It's like, all right, it's all uphill from here.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure. Days are definitely getting longer. I noticed that. But, yeah. It was a little bit of sunshine when I came back, but I was actually kind of happy. I plowed his driveway in the daylight, so I could see what I was doing. Made it a little easier. But no, I'm just out in the shop here and enjoying a few cocktails or lobby pops or whatever. Got the fire going. Pretty much my day. I was actually about to go inside. I did a little bit of electrical today. I added an outlet there. Up the box a little bit. So, not much else I was going to do. Maybe hunker down and watch a little YouTube before I fall asleep.
Alright. Well, you got to reset a couple times. I'm kind of curious if you're cross banding or something, because your hang time's kind of long too. But, well, I'm just for spring. You know, I kind of figured out what was going on with my, this is my my 746 Pro. Normally it's on HF, but it has VHF in it, and I just happen to be sitting at, you know, this location, so I dialed up to 7.4, had the mic gain cranked up for HF, so thank you for telling me. Somebody else mentioned it the other day, and it didn't click, you know, it just didn't click for me to look at the, there's a mic gain on the radio that's always at 12 o'clock, but the this little, I think it's an SM8, I don't even remember, hold on. It's an FM6. So it's an amplified microphone with gain control right on the mic, and that was cranked up too high. So hopefully this sounds more civilized. But all right. Well, I won't be around. I'll listen for a while. I don't know how long I'm going to be up. But I was up early today. I figured I'd be tired by now, but I'm really not. No nap today either. Us old guys, we nap regularly. It's glorious. But a couple things on the agenda for tomorrow. And yeah, I did the driveway twice with the snowblower with the two stage, but that was after the plow guy was here. You know, when we had that big snow this Sunday, Monday, well, maybe a week ago, I didn't even mess with it. I just had the plow guy do it, and then after that, I've kept it up with the blower, and it's been in really good shape. It needs to get done again. Maybe if the day looks enticing, I'll get to it tomorrow. But I got a couple things on my agenda where I got to be out of the house and gone. So. All right, Brad, good hearing you. Stay warm. Talk soon, WHRPM.
All right, yeah, sounds good. So, yeah, that mic game is way too high. But anyway, he's not much better now. Yeah, I didn't know I was hitting the ring, but the timer. There should be set for 3 minutes. That's what Drake told me. All the repeaters are set for 3 minutes on the link, so I don't think I was talking that long, but it's strange. Hard telling, I don't know, 7.4 maybe still having a little bit of issues, who knows. But anywho, we'll probably carry out here some other time, and we're always monitoring unless I'm sleeping. So, 7.3, have a good night. W8RPM, KEA. FJW.